Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Mr. Governor?
Yes.
Just a moment, please, for the president.
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
Governor?
Yes, sir.
How are things with you today?
Well, I'm getting along pretty good. I was down here on the farm.
Well, good. Well, you gonna take a little 4th of July off, huh?
Well, that's what I kinda need to do. I've got this legislature in session again. It can wear you out pretty good, I guess. How's you been?
We've been doing pretty good. We had a good day yesterday, and things have been going...
Did you get the rain out the way?
No, we're just so dry, you can't do anything. Everything's burning up.
Well, I wish we could send you some of this.
Have you been getting any?
Yes, it's raining now.
Isn't that wonderful? You get about 55 a year, don't you?
Not bad.
We get about 25.
Well, your cattle, though, when we bring them over to this country, they lose weight. I don't know what for. Small stomachs, I guess.
Well, we got a mighty good strong grass here, but we don't get near enough rainfall. How you men getting along with our folks down there?
Well, they're getting along real good. The only incident we have had at all where there was not complete cooperation to know of was with the Indian agent. He wanted to talk with the FBI and he wouldn't talk with us.
Indian agent.
Indian agent, yes. They didn't amount to all that much. Out of fact, everybody's been working as close as they possibly could.
Do you have any clues?
And the governors and all the states around me have called me practically every day. And they're trying to help. They've got out their contacts. They're working in various big cities like Memphis, New Orleans, Mobile, different places. No, we don't have anything we can definitely tie to. We got a report yesterday that the three were seen by a filling station attendant somewhere north of Mississippi. And of course, we had out an alert for them up to a little while ago, and we haven't been able to locate them. But we don't give much credence to that theory. Of course, everybody claims they've seen them, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Yeah, I heard from Alaska. Somebody's seen them up there. So that bearded man was about the fastest.
You've got a man going up to Washington today, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
He left this morning.
Hoover says his folks have been doing well and been treating fine. Your folks have been cooperating with them, and I think it's left a mighty good taste in their mouth.
We have every way that we know how. We've been using our game wardens, all of that dragon equipment, that boat. We really put on about the biggest man one day seen down there. Have anything that you all feel that you can tie to at all?
No. I think it, since Dulles went down and came back, made a pretty good report, said he had dinner with you and had a good meeting, and you wanted him to stay all night, everything. We get lots of pressure from these groups, as you can imagine, but we tell them it's not any use of our trying to do anything that you already done. And she put on extra patrolmen, told us she'd put on whatever more needed, and that you had the guard ready if we wanted to use a guard. You were ready to use as many FBI men and Navy as we wanted to in cooperation. And we've added to the FBI from every few days, add a few people, and we see nothing that marshals and divisions and battalions could do. But they still denounce us and kind of send us wires and send delegations in, things of that kind. But up to now, I think that you've left a mighty good impression. Ever since the Dulles thing came off, it's brought better understanding, I think, over the country, and they've been less violent in their attacks on me, at least.
We could just get this national news media do we see and look at a stranger like you to over the last minute? That's our big problem now. This way, we're not treated properly.
Well, I think that you've been...
Stirs our people up, you know.
It sure does, and I think you've been... I think you've done unusually well under the circumstances, and I've certainly said nothing or done nothing that I thought would add to it, and if I knew how to get away from all of it, I'd sure do it.
Do you have anything at all on this case that would be worth discussing at all?
Not at all. Nothing that... I talked to Hoover yesterday, told him to put some more men in Monday, Tuesday, whenever he could, so that we could tell him we'd no use going in marshals with other people as long as he and your patrolman and you were doing it. He said that they'd had this rumor or two, but that, not anything that led to anything. I think somebody called up and said that they had seen him or something like that, but not anything he puts any credence in.
Well, it's the most mysterious thing that I've ever heard of. It's as if they went straight up.
Yeah.
They found no tracks leading.
We've had a pretty good... I talked over the country this morning. I talked to some the justice officials in our office up there. Our wires were very good on the appeal I made last night, and I talked to the governor here, and I talked to some others, and things are relatively quiet, and they wanted me to sign this thing on 4th of July, and I thought that would be bad, and so I rushed it up as quick as I could and just got it in last night and then got out of town. And I have asked and hoped and sent word out to everybody that could to the governors to be as helpful as possible, and to the groups and organizations not to be throwing the weight around over the weekend. Let's take this thing slow and easy and kind of adjust to it instead of making mass invasions and mass violations and things of that kind.
Big niggers like to move, you know. They could make it mighty, mighty rough.
Well, you keep a stiff upper lip. If you need me, call me, and I'll be in touch with you. Don't hesitate to ring me any time, day or night, and I'll do the same with you. And I didn't have anything. I just wanted to visit with you and tell you how things are going. And I know you got a great problem, and I sympathize with you, and I wished I could do something to help you.
I wish I had you down here where you could help me.
Well, I'll do everything I can from the distance. I know what a spot you under and the problems you got, and you know mine, and we just have to work together best we can.
Fine, and I appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Bye.